Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe. I hope it's a good one, whether it be noon, night, morning, wherever you are in the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I did not schedule a guest today because I am not really actually in my studio. I'm actually kind of celebrating my birthday and we'll be like playing, instead of that game show or whatever you say, the books, Where's Waldo? Where's Shelly? Where's Shelly Nunchucks in the world? Anyway, no, I'm kind of celebrating my birthday, so it's nothing big. It's just that I'm very happy and I feel very blessed. I'm just in celebration. Tomorrow's actually my birthday, so I'm kind of really ecstatic about that. And I just, you know, feel very blessed as things I get to do in life, and I feel very honored, you know, to be able to be welcomed onto all these film sets and such. And speaking of film sets, I'd like to talk about my experience of working in Central Realism. I got to tell you, great guy, Alan Dingingham. Yes, yes, yes. He was one of the, I don't know if he was just one of the writers, but he did many things in the film. I'm hoping to someday get him as a guest because I know he's a very busy man. But I was like, madman. Not in the sense of being crazy, but madman shot the film within 3 days. I can't explain the plot. It's a secret. I sworn to secrecy, but, you know, they've got vampires. They've got steampunk, zombies. That was part of the zombie thing, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. Ninjas and the superheroes and stuff in fantasy. And the two of them that I'm going to be part of, I mentioned before on the show, was actually the ninja part. And I was just really so super excited to be part of that. And things always happen on set for, you know, for reasons and stuff, and people say to actually, you know, just be prepared for anything on the set. Well, I guess one of the ninjas, a couple of our ninjas didn't show up, and it just happened that I ended up being Boss Ninja, and I almost pooped my pants, to tell you the honest God truth, because I wasn't prepared for this, and now I thought they would turn around going, hey, boss, come here. So they put me in the scene. And I'm in my Kato costume, so I'm very excited about this because I'm getting to do something I wanted to do, dedicated something to Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee this year because it's the anniversary of their passing. So it's able to don the Kato costume. I was just so super excited able to do that. And on top of that, I got to be, you know, head boss ninja. And it was just so nerve-wracking because there I am facing the four superheroes, and I'm like, okay, Shelly, you're going to take this one out, that one, and this one. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm trying to, you know, stand there and face the superheroes, holding my bow staff, get ready to fight them. And it's a quick fight scene and stuff, but I'm going inside. I'm going, oh, crap. Oh, crappity crap, 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 crap. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my dear God. Please help me with this. And I'm nervous. I was like, okay, Shelly, we gained the composure. What would Bruce Lee, what would Jackie Chan do? So I'm sitting there. I was, okay. So it wasn't even choreographed before doing it. They had the cameras ready to go. And they're like, Shelly, you're going to do this? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're making me do this on the set. Well, the good thing is I'm actually a great improvisational actress. And I have tons of experience working in improv. So it's something where, I mean, I wasn't, you know, as nervous as being put on the spot. It's just, you know, it's a fight scene. So it's like, okay, so they had me do the scene, and it was like, you know, it took a little while to do, you know, doing film shots here and there, and I was kind of excited about doing it, so you guys will have to wait and see the film, Essential Realism, which, like I said, Madman, Alan Dillingham, Bill Freight Train McQueen, and Seth Roberts, and I forget everybody else's names, and I apologize about that, but I'm trying to remember the names on set, because Seth Roberts, he knows about martial arts, too, and he was actually directing me on the set, and he was, like, really great, hands himself really well with me, so I, you know, these people, I definitely would work again. So then Friday night, I guess they had to shoot the zombie scene, and I was so excited, and, you know, I met some other cool people, Jen, if I can say the name correctly, Henzi, you know, she ends up picking me up, and we end up going to Goodwill. And I kind of wanted to, you know, for a zombie thing, I was thinking of going something along the line of Carrie from, like, Stephen King, getting, like, wicked bloodied up. And I was like, oh, I hope they have blood, like, really, like, buckets of blood on set, because I knew what I was going to do. So we went to Goodwill, because first we went to the Halloween store, and I think I'm spoiled. I swear to God, I think I'm spoiled. After working on sets, and, you know, especially with Director Z and his makeup people, amazing, amazing job what they do. So here I'm going in the Halloween store, and I'm seeing these costumes. They're like 50, 60, so much money, and I'm going, these costumes really are kind of crappy. And all that money, yet working on sets, I'm seeing great jobs of, like, special effects people, and I was like, I think I'm spoiled, because now I'm seeing that people for Halloween, once a year, they're paying all this money, and the costumes are really flimsy, like, really, really flimsy, and I'm looking at these costumes, and even Beetlejuice, now, for me, personally, if I'm going to go as a character, as a Ninja Turtle, or Beetlejuice or something, I want to go as the actual character. But I'm seeing what they're trying to get the attention of women, and they call it like they're slutting out the, whoring out the characters. Now, Beetlejuice, come on, Beetlejuice. They end up whoring out Beetlejuice and turning it into this half costume so a woman can run around half naked to be like Beetlejuice. Now, Beetlejuice does not mean, you know, nakedness. I mean, he's this crazy character in a Tim Burton film, but they whore out Beetlejuice. And I'm like, it's totally ridiculous. And people saying, you know, to me, oh, you're hitting on these beautiful men. I go, no, because believe me, I have a lot of women that I'm, like, looking to get on my show. They're absolutely gorgeous. But the point is, If you're going to go as Beetlejuice, go as Beetlejuice. Even the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on now. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You're going to whore out them. Do you know they're kids' cartoons? And it's kind of like, it's really ridiculous what they do to the, you know, the spirit of these characters. They ruin them because they think, okay, sex is going to sell, which is great, whatever for anybody else. But if I'm going to go as a Ninja Turtle, I'm going to go as a Ninja Turtle. I'm going to, like, go just what the character is. And that's what I really think the spirit of Halloween. And over the years, they're changing all these costumes, and they're trying to make women look more sluttier and sluttier. And I think it's considered more like Slut Day and not the spirit of what Halloween is really about. You know, I mean, there's costumes. Like I said, women, I love beautiful women. There's nothing wrong with a woman and, you know, dressed up half naked. I mean, you know, a woman's body and stuff like that, her breasts and butts and everything like that. I mean, seriously, if I want to go look at nakedness, I'll go look in the mirror. But anyway, to get back to the point of me rambling on about the Halloween stuff, when Jen and I were looking at it, I was like, this stuff is too expensive and it's crap for a film. So she comes up with the idea, why don't we go to Goodwill? The first thing, I walked into Goodwill, found like this wedding dress thing. It looks just like a wedding dress, no veil or anything. $5. Unbelievably great. It was a little tight, but the idea is I'm going to rip it up. So I'm there, and I have a blonde wig, and I wanted to go like Carrie, like I said, the original Carrie from Stephen King, like get the idea and all bloody and stuff. So I'm there on set. And, you know, we get there, and the makeup artists, you know, come there, and I'm thinking, no, I'm trying to look for mud. Now, here I am in Maine. I'm on a location like this farm. No one's there and stuff, but it's, you know, and it's empty, and there's stalls for, like, horses, and no one's, you know, works on there and stuff. And here I am, and you think somewhere there would be mud. No, there is no mud anywhere. So I'm going, what I'm doing, someone says, you know, grab some, you know, ginger ale, because they had sodas and stuff. So what I did is I poured ginger ale in dirt, and I took the dress, and I was stomping on it, you know, put makeup on. I'm putting tons of makeup on. I'm getting all into the zombie thing and everything like that, the blood, and smearing it all over my face and, you know, my arms. I mean, any of my skin exposed, I'm trying to, like, zombie myself up as best as I can. Getting dirt and grabbing dirt and throwing it all on me. So I'm going to get as nasty as possible I can. So here I am. And I'm waiting for the bucket of blood, the bucket of blood. So, you know, people are taking it and dabbing on themselves. I go, yeah, what's this, right? I get two cups and grab it and fill the cup with blood and just pour it on myself and strip. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And they were, like, loving it. And I said, this is what you got to do. So I'm pouring it. I think I might have freaked some people out. Come on, it's just really water. So I'm in there gargling the blood and spitting it out. And people are like, crazy, but this is what I do to get into character. And I'm going to bloody myself. I'm going to get so nasty because I want to be a nasty zombie. But what happened was I did it, went overboard with the blood. It soaked my underwear, and I'm sitting there. I'm all squishy between my legs and everything like that. I'm going, oh, it's so squishy. And I'm trying to flap my legs, trying to dry my underwear. I go, well, I really am a bloody mess, but got to do it for the film. So, you know, there, you know, I got, like, trying to get down. You know, I end up, I think I got kicked in the head twice, and I landed on a guy. And, you know, it wasn't a hard hit, but I got kicked in the head, and it's just like, I don't know, that we were just all together in the zombie part, you know, where the superhero was, and it was kind of really, really kind of cool. I mean, I enjoyed it and stuff, and we did, like, this little dance of us all together, and there wasn't even a Michael Jackson zombie, and like I said, I can't talk about the plot, but everybody did a really great job, so it was kind of really excited about working on the set, and it was really great. I hope to work with these people again, and I don't know if I'm going to get any zombie pitches. I don't know. See, I don't know you with the photographers, because it was a nighttime, so I don't know if anything's going to come out. I don't have pitches yet, and I think people still, you know, are recovering from Friday night. I really think so, and it was just so much fun. I had a blast. Would I work with Alan again? Yes, I most certainly would, and yeah, I got a picture. New picture, Sack of Taters, where one of my film brothers, Bill Frank Train McLean, you know, we just had this thing. One day, when we first met, we started working, you know, together, and he picked me up like a sack of potatoes. I wanted to see, you know, because he was all into martial arts, I want to see how strong he was. So he picked me up, and ever since then, we did a picture, and I even got a picture on set, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook again. And, you know, I'm always on Facebook posting. So, but I won't be too much on Facebook today because, like I said, I'm not in the studio. I'm only doing a half-hour show. But the film itself, I don't even know how the heck these guys did it. I don't know, y'all, the women too involved in stuff. You know, everybody, they crammed it all in like one weekend. Well, a weekend in a day because they had to do the zombie film. I think they might have filmed a little bit, but it was better at nighttime. So it was more like 2.5 days, or if you want to say night. And they're doing, you know, it was, like I said, it was steampunk, vampires, zombies, fantasy, of course, ninjas. And I had a blast, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I think everybody, from what I'm seeing in our group, where everybody, we had, I think we had 80 members in the group where we're going to talk about the film, The Central Realism, everybody's having a ball. And for me, like, for me personally, everybody that I work with is taking a journey on my dream and my path. So, you know, I give props to everybody in the film. They work their butt off. And it seems like anybody that I'm connected with, you know, I think I stay a little bit connected with them, even if I don't see them for a while, because the people that I work with are very dedicated, hardworking, and, you know, just going. I think I went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, mind you, okay, Jen, she needed eye tools, and she wanted to go to the store. And there's a store that was open up till 11 o'clock at night, and usually I don't go into this store. And I was like, well, I'm going to need Dawn dish detergent, which takes grease out of the way, which really does, because I got to tell you, it was like, it looked like Carrie, a scene out of Carrie in my house, in the stall. There was blood dripping down the walls, like unbelievable, in my bathroom stall. It looked like I slaughtered a pig. I'm not kidding. In my bathroom, it looked like I slaughtered a pig, and I took it, and I wiped the slaughtered pig all up and down my bathroom stall. And it was just like, just all kind of nasty. But anyway, there I was. And my hands are all bloodied and stuff like that. It's all dried. I'm all like, whatever. So when I went after we're done finished the zombie, I had to like, you know, the one thing I learned about is actually going on a set, always bring a roll of toilet paper. Always, 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 wherever you go, I always bring a roll of toilet paper. Especially if you go on a set like that, there's no bathrooms. And I'm not like, oh, my God, I got to go pee in the forest. And it's like, you know how they show in, like, horror films and people take their sweet time, like, I got to go pee. Let's pull over on the side of the road, and they take their time running into the woods. Not for nothing, I'm in the woods, and I'm like, please, I'm a white chick, right? I'm in the woods dropping my drawers to go pee, and here I am, like, you know, I go, I hope I don't get killed because, you know, it's just the start of a horror film. And I'm already playing a zombie, and there I was, you know. I'm like, I had to, like, dispose of my bra, dispose of my underwear, and I had sweatpants and hood on, and everything was there. And here I am behind the barn taking a pee. And I'm sitting there going, I just don't want to get killed because it really is the start of a horror film. I'm in the forest. I'm a white chick. And with my drawers dropped, going pee. And let me tell you, I'm not talking about a little pee. I had to pee so bad. And I kept saying when we were filming, I got to pee. I got to pee. I got to pee. Maybe I should just pee my pants right there because I was all bloody and dripping bloody from my underwear. And it's something that, you know, I just had an experience. But, you know, there I was, and I'm going, oh, my dear God in heaven, I'm going to end up getting killed. But, no, it was just all out of fun saying that. But it really would seem like something out of a horror film, making a film and then going behind the barn after you're doing the film and peeing. So there I was. And so Jen was driving, and we went to the store. We're running around in the zombie stuff. Now, people are staring at us. Hey, come on. In this one store, you know, there's a site for people. I'm not going to even mention the store because I don't really shop in that store. And there's a site that you can go on, and you can see from the store about real people that go into the store. And you guys will know what it is if I had mentioned it. But like I said, I don't really shop in the store. So there we were running around in this big, huge store. People staring at us and the employees, and we're asking where this and that is. And so I'm running around. And, you know, I got the Dawn dish detergent. And believe me, Dawn dish detergent does take the grease out of the way. I swear to God, it really, really works for me. I'm not like, you know, I don't say anybody to, like, literally put the Dawn all over your skin, but that's what I use to actually take the blood off. And so there we were in the line. a girl comes up behind us. She goes, "You guys are getting stared at. And I'm like, "Yep, I'm a walking promotion. Yep, that's what I do for films. I'm a walking promotional board." Because I'll go to places to eat and stuff like that afterwards. Don't care. I will go all nasty to get a place to eat. sit down to, a place where to eat. So then afterwards going home, what a bloody mess. Bloody mess. Like, it looked like a massacre in my house in my bathroom. And it was just, I think finally the blood is off the walls in my bathroom. And it was just really kind of amazing. I'll try to take some pictures of the dress. Well, actually, I do have some pictures on the dress. I don't know how they're going to come out. It's on my cell phone already. I'll try to post later on or something, but it was a bloody horrifying mess. It's all I can say. It looked like, I don't know, it really was just all nasty. I haven't even taken my sneakers out of the bag yet. My socks were soaked with blood, and that's what I do. For films, I will go out of my way, but, essential realism, let me tell you guys, this was a crazy, 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 crazy filming. 2.5 days in all these scenes. I don't think these guys slept. I don't think these men and women slept at all. It was almost something like you think of a 48-hour film festival, except for the editing. So it's like I think they're going to take their time and edit it. 48-hour film festivals, there's some great films that come out of there. But for them to do a big film like this, I think the total time of Essential Realism is an hour. I can't wait to see it. And it's just like I'm still waiting to see the idea with my the dress that I had. And I was like, I hope I really got the wig all bloodied enough, because it was a long blonde wig, and I hope it's all bloodied, like really, I look really nasty as a zombie, because that's what you want to do. You want to transform yourself, and I was hoping I transformed myself really good enough for the film. So it was a ball. It was a blast, and you guys can check out Essential Realism, and there's many people that have worked on it, but I know the head guy is Alan Dillingham from Killertainment. And the funny thing is, and I think I've mentioned this before, forgive me, I repeat, but when I got to Alan's house, here I am. I mean, I've lived in Maine for about 4 years now. And I looked to see where Alan lived. Kid you not. I said this to him and everybody else. I go, "Man, this place looks like out of a Stephen King film." Well, Alan turned around and told me, and I was kidding around, and he said, "Stephen King grew up down the street as a little kid, and there really is a pet cemetery down the street." And I was like, "Oh, my God, I was only kidding." And I think someone had asked me, "Do you want to go to the pet cemetery?" I'm like, "No," because this is how horror movies start. And I'm like, no. I mean, there's some things in films that I will never do. And I guess a lot of people are going to ask me, that they've been asking me, and there's things that I do not do in films. You all know I don't do nude scenes. I don't do kissing scenes. And I will not go to real haunting places for films. I won't use a Ouija board on a film. I won't do anything. I won't do any ghost hunting. I think because they think my brother, Horace Cordelisi, is all into metaphysical and stuff. I had some couple of my experience, which, I'm not going to talk about, but they tend to think that they, because, with my brother Z, he's the man, you can ask him questions. By the way, his show, Horrors of Cordelisa, his show is on Wednesday nights at 8:30 Standard Eastern Time. You can ask him questions then. But people ask me questions to do with the metaphysical world. I can't answer those questions because they think that, I'm Z's little sister. I can't answer people, your questions that you ask me. And I just know that one thing is I will never get involved in a film to do with ghost hunting, anything to do with a Ouija board or anything like that. I will not get involved with stuff like that. Not my thing. So those are other things that I just don't get involved with, any hauntings or something like that. Playing a horror film and stuff like that, that's perfectly fine. But as far as where people actually got really murdered and there's supposed to be really weird stuff, just won't go. I stay away from that. That's the negative energy things, murderers. Places and stuff, I just will not go there. It's just my personal thing. I never push my stuff upon other people, but I just won't go to hauntings. But as far as playing zombies and stuff, I got to tell you, Essential Realism really kicked butt. really unbelievably kicked butt, and I had a ball, had a blast. Made some new friends, hope to stay in contact with them. And actually, the girl that I made friends with, Jen Henze, I hope that's the correct way, because I butcher everyone's name, not on purpose. I just have this funny accent, you know, from Boston and stuff like that. But I'm going to have her as a guest on my show because she's starting out, and, you know, I'm giving back. You know, that's what I'm doing. People that help me, I'm actually giving back to people that would like to start off, and, you know, and that's what I do. That's how I do. And anyway, just to let you guys know, it's kind of funny because in the film world, you can go from one extreme to the next. So Friday night, I was playing a zombie. The next morning, I had to get up and go work on Valkyrie, where I'm actually one of the leads in playing a superhero, one of the Valkyrie. And I got to work a little bit on the armor, the gauntlets. I'm not going to explain, you know, what they look like, but I was like, man, this is so cool. I get to work on some of the armor. But it was like the gauntlets, not the armor itself, but it's something for our arms. So I was kind of wicked excited. And it's next Saturday. Oh, dear gosh. I think I got to be picked up at 6 o'clock in the morning where we're going to go film. And I don't think I can talk about the scene, but next Saturday for Falcare, we have to be on, you know, filming. I don't know if Z wants to catch, you know, the rise of the sun for this next film. And I'm kind of, like, really happy because I think it's finally a new outfit because we've been filming in the training outfit for so long now. And I'm just like, can we move on to the next outfit? I just want something that's new. So as you can see, you know, people, we are in need of funds, too. We really are. And if you guys want to help us manifest, like, a really great film, you know, to show women in a positive light. And, you know, I think it's like with, you know, Alan's story and such, you know, showing strong women, you know, Bill and Seth and everyone, thank you so much. Even though I played bad guy, but showing that women can be strong. And, you know, it's like not that I just want to say to people, it's like some of us, when we want to be strong, we don't hate men. Because I think people, when they get into a certain idea, if a woman is strong, she's going to hate all men and want to cut off their wieners and put in a formaldehyde jar on a shelf or something like that. But we're not like that. We love with our hearts. We love very deeply, very passionately for those that are in our circle. And those men that come in our lives, we will love them with all our hearts. That's the truth. That's the honest truth. So it's not that we're going around saying, yeah, we're strong women. It's just that we just feel like we will treat men with respect. We just won't take any crap. That's what a real strong woman is. And, you know, being able to, you know, support ourselves and not use a man. Not that we don't like to be taken to dinner. It's nice to sit down and have a conversation. Yeah, it's great to have a man pay for a meal, but it's just to sit across the man that's in front of us that we're having and sharing a meal with and having conversation to get to know what's on their minds, you know, and, you know, to converse with them and treat them like human beings and not like we're going to steal their money. You know, I think that's another thing, too. I think people tend to think that sometimes with a strong woman, we want to take care of everything. We don't necessarily want to be taken care of. We just want a little bit of understanding. And that's basically all it is. And we look for, you know, people who are on our same level. The person that comes into our life, our partner, we want someone to be equal. You know, if we're having a bad day, we hope that the person that's in our lives will help raise us up. As with us strong women, if a man's having a bad day, we will not put them down. We will help to raise them up. Because you should be equal. In a relationship, you should be equal. And you can learn from each other and stuff. And that's why, you know, a man that has a mind is very sexy. Oh, my gosh. I just love a man with a mind. That's intelligent. It's a great big turn on. Yeah, you got to have a personality and stuff like that. And it's the fact is, you know, with all the media and stuff, and I go, you know, I've posted on my Facebook page, you know, guys that are so tremendously physically fit. But you got to have a mind. You have to have some sort of intelligence to go along with the whole package. And it's like everybody has faults, flaws, imperfections, just like me. I'm not imperfect. I mean, I'm not perfect. I am imperfect. Sorry, I kind of go over my words here. I am imperfect. I have my faults. I have my flaws. You know, I'm just a human being. That's what we all are. And, you know, all the media out there, they want to show all these perfect things. But remember, those are films. Those are not the real thing. In real life, I mean, you know, I'm just a human being. And I love doing what I'm doing and be able to meet people like on the set of Essential Realism. It's great. I had a ball. I really, really had a ball working on the set. And I hope I do get to work with Alan again and be able to do these things. And I'm just feeling very lucky, very blessed. Here I am. Tomorrow's my birthday. And I'm just so super excited because it's another year. And I don't ask for presents. You know, I pray for, you know, syndication for my radio show. And knowing that this is something, for once in my life, with my radio show, I'm doing really well. I looked at my reports. And, you know, I'm not stuck on myself or a snob or anything, but I looked at my reports from the full year when I started the show. I didn't even think that this show was going to go this far. When I looked at the reports, my jaws dropped. I've had over 55,000 people who have tuned into my show. Now, I don't know what, I think it's going to grow after today even more so. And I'm sitting here going, wow. I cannot believe it. I thought it was going to be a couple weeks I was going to do the show, a couple months, 6 months, and now I've been doing the show for over a year, and I see in the reports over 55,000 people. Over 55,000 people have listened to my show, and I'm just blown away. I just cannot believe this, and I feel so lucky and so blessed that people are tuning into my show. I got to sneeze. Excuse me. I got to sneeze. Excuse me. don't you hate that? When you got to do something and you got to sneeze, and here I am live on my radio show. I'm like, I don't even know if you caught my sneeze or not, but yes, I am a staff. And the reason why I didn't want to have a guest on my show today is because I'm not in the studio, and I didn't want to have the be rude and have the call dropped until I get a little bit better equipment for my show and a better, you know, a better phone. This one is getting old, so I have to get it, you know, better equipment and such, so that I'll have a better connection. So when, if I'm, again, you know, away from my studio, I'll have a better connection and be able to run it from, you know, not being in the studio. So that's why I don't have a guest today. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited. Next Wednesday night, Key Vitale, martial artist actor in the martial arts world known throughout, and I'm very lucky, very honored he's going to be a guest on my show Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. So, everyone, you know, I just feel very, very honored. And today was just a short little show that I just wanted to do today. And thank you so much. Remember that anybody out there that has a dream, remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else. You keep reaching for the stars because then you will land upon the real people. And surround yourself with real people that are going to help pick you up, not the fake ones, not the energy-sucking vampires. You do for you and take care of yourself. You just remember that. Well, everyone, I'm going to go continue enjoying my birthday for the rest of the Sunday. And if I can do my dream, you can too. And enjoy. Everyone, have a good day.